And he was Ben Chang on Community, Mr. Chow in the Hangover movies, and now stars in the show Dr. Ken. Ken Jeong is on the Stephen Sewellers of West Springfield Celebrity Hotline this morning. Good morning, Ken.
Morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, it's great to have your new show on called Dr. Ken. Now, before we go anywhere else, this is kind of semi-autobiographical for you, isn't it? You're actually a real doctor.
Yeah, I practiced in L.A. as a general practitioner for 7 years. And, yeah, totally loosely based on my life as a doctor working in HMO in L.A., and I'm married with two kids in real life, and so I'm married with two kids on the show. So it definitely is, it started out loosely autobiographical, and now it's kind of evolved into a really great ensemble show where the writers and the performers and the actors are using all their experiences to kind of inform the episodes right now. So it's become wonderfully collaborative.
Now, is it one disgusting patient that turns you off, or how did you make that transition from being a real life doctor to, you know, being in movies like The Hangover?
Yeah, a patient made fun of my double chin. I just quit the business. I wish that happened. I had the acting bug in college even before I became a doctor.
Yeah,
and it was one of those things where I didn't know if I could. I wanted to be an actor full time. I just didn't have the confidence or know that that was even a possibility. And I was fortunate during that time to have gotten accepted into med school. But I still had a performing bug, but I couldn't act and do theater anymore. So I started doing stand up comedy. I kind of satisfied that itch, you know. And then got an agent out of it, and then auditioned for the part of Knocked Up. Got that part, and that really Judd Apatow really just gave me a big break. And then that led to The Hangover, which changed my career, and which is The Hangover is why I'm talking to you right now. It gave me a career.
Yeah, you didn't lack confidence in The Hangover. We saw that one scene where things were a little drafty for you.
it came from lacking confidence to just not caring at all what people think. That was like, yeah, you're right. It was definitely a full circle moment for me.
Well, The Hangover is definitely a launching pad for your acting career. I'm curious, do more people come up to you for an autograph or to say, can you look at this and tell me what it is, like for medical diagnosis?
It'll always be The Hangover. More people come in and do Mr. Chow quotes.
So
much fun.
Do you have a favorite line from Mr. Chow? Can you do it for us in character?
You know what? It's not quoted much, but in the third movie, when Chow is on he parachuted in Vegas, lands on Ed Helms' limo.
I remember that, yeah.
That he's driving, and then there's a line that Todd Phillips, the director, ad-libbed, and I'm looking at Ed, I'm laughing, I go, we're going to die finally. That just makes me laugh. That kind of sums up Chow. It just makes me laugh.
And, of course, Mr. Chow always makes us laugh in The Hangover movies. Now, we're talking with Ken Jeong this morning on the Stephen Sewellers of West Springfield Celebrity Hotline. We're going to be back with Ken in just a few minutes right here with the Kellogg crew on 94.7 WMAS.
We're talking with Ken Jeong, star of The Hangover, and now star of his own show, Dr. Ken, Fridays on ABC. Ken, I also saw you on an episode of The Talking Dead, so you're obviously a fan of the show Walking Dead, right?
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up. My wife and I are quietly big fans of that show. We're really addicted to that show.
Now, I
don't know why, because we're not even like, I'm not even a horror movie fan per se, but I think the character development on that show is outstanding.
Yeah, it's just like a soap opera with dead people, really. Not really a horror story.
It's soap opera with reanimated folks.
Now, do you find, I know you and your wife both medical professionals, do you find yourself critiquing Dr. Denise on that show saying, how could she even do that? That would never happen. Or you just roll with it?
Oh, yeah. You just got to roll with it and suspend disbelief. My favorite part of The Talking Dead when I appeared on it, they said, as a doctor, what is your, I think a person on Twitter asked, what do you think is the biggest medical problem on The Walking Dead as a doctor? I said, infection? I'm the whole show.
Well, Dr. Ken, of course, you got the great show on there on ABC. If people haven't seen you, you got to see it. You got millions and millions of viewers every week. Before you leave, can we do It Must Be True? We read it on the internet. Can we play this?
Sure.
Okay. True or false, you play the violin?
I did in junior high and high school.
Okay. True or false, you were on the high IQ team in school?
True.
And you graduated at 16 years old?
True.
Wow.
I skipped second grade. It's not that big a deal when you think about it. I basically could multiply faster than some other folk, and Well, I didn't really need to skip second grade.
Well, Ken Jeong, hey, thank you so much for talking with us. Continued success, not that you're going to need it. And everybody here listening to the Kellogg Crew Show is going to be looking for Dr. Ken on ABC. Thank you so much. You have a great holiday as well.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays.